Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Five reasons God made sport. Number three, God made sport to help us to love others. Matthew 5:16, Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." As a Christian, you can recognize the interaction that you have with a competitor or a teammate as a God moment, that you're the presence of Christ to your opponent on the team. So to do that, you're going to play your darndest, your hardest, so that you can bring out the best in your opponent and in your teammate. That's volleyball coach Val Jin. Why did God make sport? For one clear reason, is to help us love others. Let's unpack that. We've seen we were made to glorify God, to love Him with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. And that love for God is made to overflow into love for others. A radical, servant-hearted love. Sport helps us do that in a few particular ways. Firstly, it builds community. Sport draws us into relationships. It gives us opportunities to serve. Sport is deeply communal, even in the most individual of disciplines. Christians find their primary community in the church, a family united by love for Jesus, even when little else is shared in common. Sports people then can have a secondary community, full of people who love sport, but may not love Jesus. In Matthew 5:16, we've seen Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Our inner joy in God is intended to overflow into visible acts of love that bless others. These good deeds are to be joined with words that point to the beauty and worth of Jesus, so that He, not we, receive the glory. That is how we primarily love others, sharing with them the greatest news in the world in that community we have as part of our sport. But secondly, sport strengthens us to serve. Keeping fit isn't just about achieving the perfect body or chasing success. It's about being ready to serve. God has given us our bodies as tools for love. Paul writes that we're to be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. That's 2 Timothy 2:21. The point of being fit is to be prepared to bless others, especially, Jesus says, the least of these. Physical health enables us to care, to help, and to be present in times of need. And in a culture where few of us do physical work, exercising and staying fit is even an act of love for the wider community. It lightens the strain on our healthcare systems, it improves well-being, builds unity, it helps combat loneliness. Sport, then, is one of God's good gifts, designed not just for our joy, but for the good of others and the glory of God. So why don't you stop now? Think of three people you regularly play or train with, and ask God to show you how you could serve or bless them this week. Now let us pray. Father God, thank you for the gift of sport and the people it brings into our lives. Help me to see every game, every training session, and every conversation as an opportunity to love and serve others. Strengthen my body and shape my heart so that all I do, on and off the field, points to the beauty of Jesus. Amen. And now, why don't you stop and pray ahead of your game day for the men and women you're going to be with today, who you play with, who you train with, and pray for opportunities to point them to the beauty of Jesus now. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.